Chaim. So today we're up to day 55 of Chafetz Chaim. It says think positive. We have to think positive. In the course of a day, an average person hears hundreds of pieces of information. And each one is digested. We are left to decide whether or not we choose to accept it as fact. When it comes to Lashon Hara, many people find themselves inclined to believe what they hear. That's the problem. The problem is we believe it, right? They had yesterday on the Chafetz Chaim video. I don't know who saw it. I didn't see if they had like this. They had this like this skit to end of the video. You know they had like the worldwide Chafetz Chaim the video for Tisha B'Av. So they had a skit at the end, and they showed like some guy came into a butcher shop, and he asked for like a rack of rib steaks, and the guy like fine, no problem, $172, and the butcher gave it to him. The butcher, right after that, he wrote that, you know, this guy is spending a lot of money, he's supposed to be a rabbi, maybe he's not good for our children, for our community. This guy, the butcher, like, you know, he texted, like, one guy. And then this guy texted another person, and they texted, in 20 minutes, basically, the guy almost lost his job. So everybody's busy taking Lashon Hara, this guy is busy ordering a rack of rib steaks. In, like, basically 20 minutes, the guy almost lost his job. They have, like, a whole skit thing. It was very nice. But basically, they show, like, today with the technology, even though it's, like, so fast, it's, you know, you have to be very careful with Lashon Hara. Be very careful. You know, they could spread like one piece of information, the whole world sees it. Across the globe, 20 minutes, the whole world could see it. One thing was all made up. Some guy made up, this guy's spending too much money, and you know, spending too much money, he's not good influence for us.
It's just giving foundation.
I know a true story about Sa'ad Shimra. It was a disaster. It was in France about 30 years ago. There's a kollel, a very well-known kollel. And the person was the head of the kollel, was a beautiful wife, darling children, was an example of the full family. Charity, kindness, everything. All of a sudden one day, we get accusations that he's got a girlfriend on the side. And then there's two people from the kollel claim they are witnesses, and they brought a woman to say that she's the woman. He said, it's a lie, and he told his wife, and he told his wife it's a lie, and she wasn't this. They went to a Beit Din, and became an Edim in front of Beit Din. These are the men, and this is the woman, and that's it. The Beit Din said, there's two Edim. There's the woman who says she's the Fluzi. And so Beit Din says, in Masot. Yeah? It's the truth. And so the wife asked for the divorce. And they give a divorce, and he's a Kohen. And it tore the Kohen apart. Because half believed him, half believed the accusers. Tore the Kohen in half. All of Paris was up in arms about it. He was thrown out of Paris, lost his family, thrown out of Paris. He was traveling from city to town, city to town for 10 years. About 8 years. Around France. And finally got some little village. There's a small Jewish community. And the rab there was also Rosh Kollel, and so I said, I don't know, you did it, didn't do it, you've been wandering up now and not for 8 years. Even if you did, you've done enough galut. But speak, sit, learn, I'll see what kind of person you are. A year went by, your rabbi says, this rab gave his daughter to this guy as a wife. Says, I think, I doubt if it ever happened, and if it did, you're total tshuva, my daughter is your wife. Means I have children, son, and then after Zohar, I have three children from the new wife. Those two men and the woman went to Beit Din, and it was all a lie. Why? They were jealous of this family. They ruined the family. These children are going to never have a father again. All because of jealousy. What's that shame on? That's. They have to be careful. You have to be careful what you believe. You may have witnesses, you have to be careful what you believe.
Now, the Chafetz Chaim over here is discussing a case where the listeners know firsthand that the facts which with the speaker is relating are all true. The problem is that the speaker has chosen to interpret these facts in a negative way. Here, one is obligated to fulfill the mitzvah of Betzedek Tishpat Amitav, judge your fellow with righteousness, and to interpret the facts in a positive light. If he fails to do so, then he transgressed the mitzvah of judging others favorably, in addition to being guilty of accepting Lashon Hara. Fine. So, saying basically, you have to be very careful. Even when we hear information, right, to be very careful to judge right. It could be it's true information, but a lot of the information can be interpreted two different ways. Be very careful to interpret the information in the right way. Fine. Now I'm going to try. Now I'm holding in the Gemara, Daf, Yud Aleph. So whoever has Mishnayis Makos, whatever type you have, whatever style, bring Mishnayis Makos tomorrow. That's Hashem, whoever wants to be here. Because we're going to try to start from the beginning of the parrot, because try to do Chazar. Because that's where the Ragun once said, it's hard to Chazar, like, when you learn, like, the 12 Daf of Gemara, it's hard to review all of them, like, 2 weeks. So the Mishnayis, the Baritinu, usually you get the synopsis, you get the base, we remember, you know, review at least something. Instead of giving up, saying we can't do anything, we try to review what we can. Hashem will help us with the rest. So Hashem, whoever has the Gemara Makos, can bring the Gemara Makos tomorrow. Got the Chana, you have all your Makos? Empty your shelves. Maybe I have one, maybe two. Fine. Fire your neighbors. Fine. Okay. So now we're going to start over the Mishnah. We're going to try to get to the Gemara. Hopefully we'll get the interesting Gemara today also. Fine. Let's see the Mishnah again. Okay, we're holding Yud Aleph and Aleph 11a, the new Mishnah. Rami, got it? Echad Meshuach B'Shemesh. Whether Kohen Gadol is anointed with oil, that's how he was appointed. The Echad HaMemruba B'Gadol, whether he was, has more clothing, the way he was anointed was with putting on him extra clothing. After a certain period, Rashi explains, after the Tamei Yisrael, there was no more Shevan HaMishcha. Now, if you want to become the Kohen Gadol, we put the 8 clothing on you. That's the difference between you and the rest of your brother, regular Kohen. So whether the Kohen Gadol who was anointed with oil, or whether the Kohen Gadol who had more clothing, the Echad Sha'abar B'Mishikhuza, and whether he was a Kohen who was passed over after being from being anointed. Meaning, what does that mean? Meaning, he is the substitute Kohen Gadol. So we, what happened? The main Kohen Gadol got him. He became sick, or he became tame. So for time being, we anoint a new Kohen Gadol for a substitute, right? So what do we do when the new Kohen Gadol comes back? Take him away. So if any of these three Kohen Gadolim die, Machzirin Es HaRetzeach, they all make the Retzeach return, the murder return back home. Right? We know that Allah is someone who killed by mistake, someone who killed mistakenly, well, he goes to Arim Miklat until the Kohen Gadol dies. Correct? Which Kohen Gadol is that? Any three. Any of these three Kohen Gadolim who die, he goes free. Good? Yudam and I have a fourth one. Yudam and Af Mashuach Melchama. Even once the Kohen Gadol was anointed for war, meaning what? There was one Kohen Gadol who was anointed to make the announcements in the war. You know the Pesukim Rashi say that anybody who's weak is scared, is going to scare everybody else, he's too afraid, don't go to war. Anybody who's the first year married, or he just built a house. Anybody know who has just has a new vineyard? All those things. He's like the general, the main rabbi at the head of the army. He was also a Kohen Gadol. He dies, also you go free. Uh-huh. So we have four Kohen Gadols. If any of these four Kohen Gadol, so far we have three. Sorry, any of these three Kohen Gadol go die, you go free. Yehuda Aymer, Yehuda says I have a fourth one. Oh, sorry, that was Yehuda. Yehuda says Abba Shalom Chaman Sitzel. It's fourth one. Fine. So we see. The freedom of the murderer is dependent on the Kohen Gadol dying. Good? So the Pekal, therefore, you must say in Shal Kahanim with the mothers of the Kohen Gadol, Misapkas, they would provide Lahen Michia, they would provide food, Uksus, and clothing for the murderers. They would send care packages to the murderers. Right, dear murderer, and send the other thing. Why? Kedei, in order, Shalai Spalu Albanim, so the murderers should not die on their children's shame, which they should die. They were all good Jewish mothers. And the Mishnah says, the mothers are afraid. If my son's dying, this guy's freedom, this guy's going his sentence, until the Kohen Gadol dies. So every day he's going to do 6 hours. Hashem, I want to go back, get out of here, I want to get out of here, help the Kohen Gadol die. So the Kohen Gadol will not then, the Kohen Gadol's mother, they want to feel comfortable. So you send them food and clothing. Be happy, you're getting free food, free clothing. Just, you know, enjoy your stay in the Arim Miklat. That's what they would do. So that's two things we said in our Mishnah. We said four Kohen Gadolim that could die, go free, and the mothers would support them, send them food. Fine. So we saw the Rashi on this on last year. So let's go through the Gemara. Now we'll see Rashi. We did it quickly. We'll see Rashi again. Let's see Rashi. Did it at the end of the year quickly. We'll see Rashi again. Let's see Rashi on the. It's where it says Machnisin, the Rashi, Echad Koy Mashuach Hashem HaMeshuach. Whether it's Kehanim Gedolim that were anointed, these are Kehanim Gedolim, Shehoyu that were Ad Yeshiyahu, until Yeshiyahu the prophet. So until that time period, we had the Shehoyu HaMeshuach, which was really from the time Moshe Rabbeinu ready, the special oils that we would anoint the Kohen Gadol with. That would be like the ceremony where we'd sign him in to be the Kohen Gadol, we would anoint him with these oils. The Echad HaMeru Kepivikadim. Or whether you got more clothing. Him, these are Sheshimshu, that they used to serve. Mi Yeshiyahu Ve'elach. For the time of Yeshiyahu and on. Shenignaz, that it was put in Gniza, was buried, the Shemin HaMishcha was buried. The Amrina Baharat, like we say in Mesachta Sarius, that's a Mesachta. That over there, we buried the, and over there it speaks about where we, the topic that we buried the oil. And like already after then, the Kohanim were not anointed. And V'Lah Haisa Nikaris was not recognized. It wasn't recognized that he's a Kohen Gadol Bahem in them. Ela B'Ribu Gadim. Rather, they had more clothing. Shemeshamish, because they would serve B'Ches Gadol with eight clothing.
So what's basically saying is that, I thought it was one or the other, but it's basically saying that the clothing replaced the oil which was in the
Being that the process that we, so to speak, the way we appointed them, instead of doing the oil ceremony, now it was just a ceremony of putting the eight clothing.
It wasn't like they're doing both simultaneously. They start out the oil, stop the oil, then they start.
Just, okay. He would just be called, but it was like a special client. Why? He was appointed by being anointed with the oil, and the next call was appointed by putting on the Shemoneh Gadol. But
did,
either way.
Did the coin the gold from the time of the mission?
Yeah, he also did, but just.
Also wore eight
clothes. Nachon, by your ceremony, when we signed you into the Kohen Gadol, the way we signed in was not by anointing you. So when you got signed in was by putting on the eight clothes.
Okay.
It was recognized. And so the difference between you and the other ones were by wearing eight clothes. Good? So either way, they're both the main Kohen Gadol. Good? It's just two different periods. Good? It's both the main Kohen Gadol. Let's see the next Rashi. The Echad weather Sha'avar Mishin Chasa. He was removed after being anointed. What's the story? She'era psul, it happened a psul, the Kohen Gadol, became pasul. Whether he got sick, or Rashi is saying he got better, or he became tamei, something happened to him. V'shimesh acher, someone else served tachlam in place of him. Uchshin shrapo, the Kohen Gadol gets better. What happened? Kohen chadol avodasa, the main Kohen goes back to his job. V'over zem v'shichusai. And this person gets passed over from his being anointed. So this guy is a substitute. He was a substitute Kohen Gadol. When the real Kohen Gadol comes back, we push him away. Him also, if he dies, the Ritzach goes, we machzirin as the Ritzach, we return the Ritzach, the Misasim. When they die, what did Rashi say? Machzirin as the Ritzach, we return the Ritzach, the Misasim. When any of these three Kohen Gadols die, or four, according to Yudu, then the Ritzeah, the murderer, goes back home. Mashuach, so what's Rashi? Machzir is a Ritzeah from Misasa. Kamashinah, like it says in the Pasuk, Va'achare Maitza Kayin HaGadol, Yashuva Ritzeah. After the Kayin Gadol dies, then the Ritzeah goes back. He goes back to where he lives. Good? Fine. So what did Rashi say? What does the next Rashi say? Mashuach Lachama. Who is the Mashuach Lachama? Kayan HaMashuach, for the Kohen who is anointed. What does he do? He says with Lachama, he announces the word Tzarech HaMachama. Don't let your heart be soft. Don't let your heart be soft. And he says, whoever's afraid, don't come to war, don't scare everybody else. So there's a special Kohen, Gadol, who's in charge of going to war with everybody. He was strengthening everybody. That was his job. So according to Yehuda, even if that Kohen Gadol dies, you also go free. But now let's see the Gemara. The Gemara wants to know how in the world do we know this. Where do we get this from? So we said any Kohen Gadol who dies, you go free. How do you know that? Right? If you would ask anybody here before you learned this Mishnah, who has to die? I thought the main Kohen Gadol has to die to go free. How do we know that there's three crying gavel or four? If any of them die, you go free. Where did the Gemara get that from? Where did the Mishnayos get that from? So why ask me, no, from where? Hani Milia, these words, where do you get this from? What's your source? That any type of crying gavel dies, you go free. Okay, where do you get that from? Amar Kana. Amar Kana says, so Amar Kana, I have three psukim. I have three psukim telling me, when the crying gavel dies, you get set free. So why do I need three psukim? The Torah never says anything extra. It's to teach me three different types of kohen gadlos. Got the chana? Good. I mean, why does the Torah have to say three different psukim? Three times the Torah tells me, when the kohen gadol dies, the murderer is set free. What do I need that for? It's teaching me there are three different types of kohen gadlos. Any of the three types die, then you get set free. Now we're going to read three psukim. The Amar Kora, the pasuk says, Yasha. The Yosha Ba, and he sits in it in the Aramikla, Ad Mois, until the death Hakain Hagala. Until the Kohen Gadol dies, he sits in Aramikla. That's one pasuk. Uchsid, it also says, Ki Be'ir Miklata Yeshid, he has to sit in the Aramikla, Ad Mois Hakain Hagala, until the Kohen Gadol dies. Again, Uchsid, a third pasuk. And after the Kohen Gadol dies, there also is another pasuk. So we have three psukim seeming to tell me the same thing. That once that he dies, the Kohen Gadol dies, he goes free. So it's teaching me three different types of Kohen Gadol. Each one is teaching me about a different type of Kohen Gadol. What about Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda said there were four types. Rabbi Yehuda says, I have another pasuk. It says, Lashuv Lashavet Ba'aret. He should go sit in his land, in the Arya Mikvah, Ad Mos HaKain, until the Kohen Gadol dies. So he said, I have a fourth pasuk. To teach me the fourth type of Kohen, that the fourth type of Kohen also, if he dies, he also go free. So what's the question? What about the first Shita? The first Shita will have three Kohen Gadol. So I have three pasukim. Well, we brought a fourth pasuk. So there should be also a fourth type. The Idach, he says, no. But the like Siv Hagadol, for the fact that it didn't write the Kohen Hagadol, the Kohen Gadol, Chad Me'adach was referring to one of the ones we mentioned earlier. In fact, the Torah didn't say the Kohen Gadol, just said Kohen, means we're not going to teach you the fourth type of Kohen Gadol. It's just repeating one of the old types.
I don't have a parents in the Mar, so the Mar say Rabbi Yehuda's proof was just Kohen Hagadol.
In his pasuk, it didn't say, even in our Gemara, you can see. Look at our Gemara. And every pasuk it says Kohen Gadol. Read the Gemara. Amar Kana, Amar Kara, Yishvat Moshe Kohen Gadol. The next pasuk, Ki Rukal Yishvat Moshe Kohen Gadol. Bachar Moshe Kohen Gadol. Or three pasuk said Kohen Gadol. The fourth pasuk you brought didn't say Kohen Gadol. It says Lashu Lashu Shabbat Al Moshe Kohen. Didn't say Kohen Gadol.
So you don't even need a fancy Gemara.
Yeah, I see the regular Gemara. It doesn't say Kohen Gadol. It says it right here without the fancy Gemara. In the Gemara, every Gemara is a fancy Gemara. Every Gemara says a Kohen Gadol. Good. So that's the machlokes. Do you need, are there three types of Kohen Gadol that set you free, or four types? And the argument is, Rabbi Yehuda said the fourth pasuk also teaches me you go free. He says, no. Let's see now, Rashi. The first Rashi we enter says Gemara. It's about 8 lines from the bottom of Rashi on the right side. Rashi says, Hacha, that's one pasuk. Ki Be'ir Meklata Yasha Admois HaKohen Gadol. So Rashi fills in the pasuk view. Hatrei, see if you know fancy Gemara, Rashi tells you the whole pasuk. Hatrei, that's two. Va'achrei Moshe Kohen Gadol, Yoshev Haritzeah. Hatlasa, so Rashi brings the whole pasuk for us each time. There's three psukim, see Rashi helps us because he knew, Rechana and Rashi knew this day, today you're not going to have fancy Gemara. So Rashi wrote the whole pasuk. It's fine. Let's see the Gemara further. What do we say? What was the second halacha? So what was the first? In our mission, we said two halachas. What was the first halacha? What was the first halacha? That if any Kohen Gadol dies, you go free. Three Kohen Gadol, according to the... What was the next thing we said? Therefore, the mothers would send care packages. So these murderers don't die. It's an interesting thing. Who's davening in Aram Mikla? A murderer. So we're afraid the murderers are going to die with Hashem, that Kohen Gadol should die, and Hashem is going to accept their tefillah and make the Kohen Gadol die. Right? So what's the Gemara's question? Does that sound like justice? These guys are a bunch of murderers, and they want to get out of jail. So there's Avi Hashem, make the kind Gadol die. Why should Hashem listen to their tefillos? They're Fred. Well, they're from LA. You think Hashem should listen to their tefillos?
Just shows you the power of tefillos.
Oh, it's really the power of tefillos. But what about the fact that the kind Gadol, what did he do wrong?
He should have been a spala for the door.
Yeah, he should have been a spala for the door. The pshat that says specifically he should have davened harder on Yom Kippur when he was in the Kodesh HaKodashim. That's one pshat said. When should he be davened? Specifically on Yom Kippur. So we know one of the tefillahs he davened for was that the people who davened that shouldn't rain, right? Even them don't answer the tefillah. He should have davened for the door. So the big thing, that's a chrayus on them, on the Kohen Gadol. So it is, in a way, it is his fault. So he is, we're not saying, it's not like Hashem wouldn't kill him for that. But if this guy davens against you, he has what to daven for. Because he has to be against you. Because you should have davened for me, Kohen Gadol, I shouldn't kill anybody, even by mistake.
According to the person.
Yeah, the hot ones.
By default.
Yeah. So let's see the Gemara. Taima, the reason is the loy maslim. The Gemara says the Kohen Gadol should send these packages. Why? In order that they shouldn't daven that he should die. So the reason why the Kohen Gadol is not going to die is the loy maslim, because they're not going to die, right? Sully, it's tefillah, it's loy, because they didn't die. Paul maslim. Let's say they would have died and then he should die. Maisi, he would die. I have a but the pasuk says that when you die at someone for nothing and he doesn't deserve it, then your tefillahs are going to go for naught. It says katipar lanu, like a bird that's flying, kedror, like a different type of bird, la'uf, that also flies. Cain, so too, kill laschinam, a curse that was for nothing. Loitavi shouldn't come onto anybody. So if some guy curses the rabbi for no reason, there's no effect. Right? So if these murderers are cursing the Kohen Gadol, should have no effect. That's what the pasuk says. If you curse somebody for nothing, it's not going to make a difference. It's not going to matter. Right? It doesn't do anything. That's what the pasuk says. So over here, the murderers are cursing the Kohen Gadol for nothing. The davening should die. So it shouldn't take effect. Hashem shouldn't accept it. It's a good question, Rabbi Yonin. Why is Hashem accepting it?
We can say like the problem. And then it'll go back. That's what I'm talking about. So Sipor is like a bird going on migration, like a sparrow returning to its nest after the migration.
Oh, so we see the more later.
Comes right back.
Uh-huh, comes back to him. Yeah. How do you simple shot the puzzle of reasons right? You say that anything. So how do you think? Could Sipor learn? Sipor means the bird is what you said means to migrate. Yeah, could draw is like
leave their nest.
Right.
Could draw like a sparrow.
Sparrow. Next bird. Fly back.
It's to fly back.
I remember seeing that shot once.
So meaning that it's like throwing the claw out, but it's
comes back to him.
Same place where
Nachon.
So that's why we say low to him. So the one throwing out the claw.
Nachon, but Pashim Shah in the Pasuk is most Pashim Shah. The Kedushim coming at him. Nachon, it's really a Kedushim. I'll tell you what, it's really a Kedushim. No, I'll tell you. No, I'll tell you, it's a kriyuch sin. It's a kriyuch sin. It's written with a vav. It's written with a lamed vav. But we read it with a lamed al. It's written with a vav, which the drasha is going to come back to him. Lo, it's going to come back to him. But the simple pshat, but the we read it, the lo tava means it's not going to come onto the person who he's cursing. So if you're making the whole drasha, then it means that.
Does that mean that you'll boomerang and the person who's cursing the Kohen Gadol will die early?
Correct. That this should happen.
We covered earlier about was it Sukkot, where the Kohen Gadol is praying that it doesn't rain, or no, someone's praying that it doesn't rain so that he can get home, and the Kohen Gadol is praying that it does rain.
So also, he should have also died that no one should kill anybody even by accident. So the question is, when if you curse someone for nothing, it's just in the boomerang effect that comes right back to the person. That's the pasuk says. Comes right back on it. So if this murderer is dying, the Kohen Gadol should die. Kohen Gadol shouldn't die. Should come back to him. He should die. So why is her mother getting all nervous and sending packages and being worried?
Either
it's that. Why? Either it's that.
Well, it should come back.
Yeah, there it's that. Yeah. Yeah.
The murderer. You're not meaning that the Kohen Gadol doesn't actually deserve to die.
Yeah.
And if it's that, will die and goes.
Nachon. good or if red, what do you say?
Given that she's giving...
That's if it's chinam.
Oh, so the Gemara is going to say, oh, Echon, that's the Gemara's question.
Now we want to know.
Oh, is it chinam? Good. The Gemara's kash, it's chinam.
Or is
it
the
other Oh, so that, right, that's the Gemara's term.
The question I have is, given that the mother of the Kohen Gadol is given the equivalent of tzedakah, isn't that counteracting the tefillah, the...
Echon, doesn't that counteract? Once she sends her the clothing, she's making sure they don't daven. She's hoping they won't daven.
It's tzedakah.
Nachon, but it's the point is not really the counteraction.
Bribe.
Yeah. It's really, I don't know if it's a bribe. It's just, I don't know if it's right for them to down someone's daughter either. Doesn't mean they're doing the right thing. But Hashem will answer because the Kohen Gadol did, there is, the question is, what's the kitrif? What's the Shemayim? Why should they accept these tefillos? There's some guy, he's davening, the Kohen Gadol should die. Why are they guilty? Hashem should listen to their tefillos altogether.
That has to be a kitrif originally.
Yeah, that has to be a kitrif, else it's for nothing. So what's the kitrif against the Kohen Gadol? Now, but the whole point is she's trying to convince them don't daven. She's bribing them don't daven these tefillos because I know Hashem's going to answer. So don't daven these tefillos. So what did he do wrong? The Kohen Gadol, it seems like it's for nothing. So comes out who's Saba, the Pirkei Rav. There's a Saba, old man. He used to listen to the Shir. Saba, right? There are some pshat that say whenever it says in Gemara it means Eliyahu Anami. There is such a shita. So whenever it says Saba in the Gemara, it's not referring to him. That's what it's referring to. It's referring to. Eliyahu Navi. Fine, but there's an old man, the Pirka, that was in the Shir, the Rava of Rava. He said, Shemi Ali, I once heard, I heard a pshat from Rava, I was once sitting in the back of Shir, I'm an old man, I was sitting in the back of Shir and Rava, and I heard the tarot to your question. The answer is, Shehayo Lahen, it should have been to them, Levakish, to ask Rafa and mercy out there in another generation. But Levakish, they didn't ask. Shehayo Lahen, it should have been. Levakish Rachman to seek mercy al Dorin on their generation. But let's make sure they didn't ask. So since they didn't daven hard enough, that's the kitrig against them. And therefore now Hashem will accept your tefillos. So like we said before, it's not chinam. So there is some type of reason why Hashem should accept their tefillos. Good, so far so good? So the Ika de Masni, some learn the opposite. Kadesh Spalu al Benim Shalayamus. Some people have a different care. On our Mishnah, what does it say? If we look back at our Mishnah, what does our Mishnah say? For the Yemen, what does our Mishnah say?
There's another
gear. So what does our Mishnah say? Why do they feed? Why does the mother cry? What does our Mishnah say? What does the last line say? We don't want them to daven that they should die. That's our Mishnah say. Well, let's see the Gemara now. Some people have a different gear than the Mishnah. The Ika de Masa, there are those that learn. The opposite, that they should daven, that the Kohen Gadol should not die. Which means from Shemayim, the kitri against the Kohen Gadol, they should die. And in Shemayim, they were going to die because they didn't daven hard enough for their generation. So she's giving them packages, you guys should daven, that my son should not die. Our Mishnah says, don't daven, he should die. Now we're saying no.
Don't daven, he should die.
He should live. Now we're saying daven, he should live. Because in Shemayim, there's like an accusation against him. According to the first time, Shemayim, they're not so happy with the Kohen Gadol, but they're not going to kill him. If you daven to kill him, then they're killing him. That's the mission. Kohen Gadol says now the opposite. In Shemayim, the kitchen against him, they're ready to kill him from Shemayim. Because you end up killing somebody, and because of your action, they're ready to kill him. So you should daven that he shouldn't die. Daven in Shemayim, he should have died. That's the other
question.
Yeah, by default, he would die. There's a kitchen in Shemayim, he didn't daven hard enough on his generation. By default, he's gonna die. So daven, then he shouldn't die. Got that, Rabbi Yamin?
Yeah, no.
It's not easy to be a kind of level.
I know, 100%. But, like, why do they want them to feel the murderers?
Oh, that's a good question. He's saying why Rabbi Yamin wants to know she could hire anybody else. Nachon? This mother, she should go around and say, give Kupata ear. Money and spatter abundant money, get the biggest tzaddikim to daven for it. Why is she giving money to murderers to daven for her son? It's the last person you want to daven. It's a good question. They asked that.
Or if she's really a Jewish mother, she'll save money and daven her son if he'll daven
on himself. Right. No, so it could be also because.
or just remind her son, daven on himself for mercy.
Yeah, she reminds her son first, but this is after it. So they asked that question. So let's just try to trace the why. It's a good question.
Right.
Someone over here, I saw the question, I don't remember the answer. Someone asked the question. Then why are you going to the murderers to daven? It's a good question. They bring down the fancy one, someone has to
question.
Oh, so it could
but
be.
They want him dead. By them davening, they'll
It could be also, even according to this chapter, they want him dead. Because they want to go free. So it could be also. That's your greatest check. It says, people who are. These guys also want the Kohen Gadol to die. But, so you guys and everybody else, David should live. No one else wants the Kohen Gadol to die. The only ones, like, in their heart that want the Kohen Gadol to die is you guys. So you guys flip it, make sure David hard that he should flip. It's even stronger. But it's a good question. Let's see the word. So let's see the Ika the Masa. We're holding by the third wide line, three words from the end. The third widest line. The Ika Demasni, some teach that the Mishnah was saying, Shwai would she give them care package, the mother of the Kohen Gadol, they should spell al banim shalaya musa. She should die on her children, they shouldn't die, that they should live. And they might ask the same question as before. Taima Demasu. The reason why he's going to live is because they're davening. Halay Masu. If they wouldn't be.
Halay Masu. The reason that they should pray.
Here's the time of the Masa. What's it? Time of the Masa. Time of the Masa. The reason is because they're diving, that's why he's not going to die. Holy Masa. If they wouldn't dive for him, might see the Kohen Gadol would die, it seems like. I might have a little matter. What should he be done? Why is it his fault that people are dying all over the place? What should he be done? So, Hakamim, this is what we say. Tuvi Achata Vizigud Mangin. Sometimes that's the way it works. One person sins and another person gets punished. Tovya mangin, tovya chata, tovya sin. V'zigud mangin. What does it mean hacha? Hacha means in bubble. In bubble, hacha. Whenever something more hacha and hasam, when it's referring to places, hacha always means here is referring to bubble, and hasam there is referring to Eretz Yisrael. So saying hacha here was the folk saying. In bubble, what was the folk saying? Tovya chata, tovya could sin. V'zigud mangin. It's referring to a story. Rashi means that there's one time there's a guy tovya who did out here. He sinned. And he was liable of getting Malchus. What happened? A guy by the name of Zigud, he went and he testified in Beis Din. What's the halacha of one aid testifies in Beis Din? It's valid?
No.
Nothing. What do we do to him? He's saying Lashon Hara, maybe with Shem, hopefully it's just Lashon Hara. We give him Malchus. We give him lashes. So it comes out, Tuvya did that Avira. Tuvya did something wrong. And Zigud, in Beis Din, who's getting punished? The guy who testified, not the guy who did the wrong. If you did something wrong, you really deserve Malchus. We only have one witness on it. But since he said Lashon Hara, he's getting whipped for saying Lashon Hara. So kind of one person sins and another guy gets punished. So here the murderer sinned and the Kohen Gadol gets punished. Sometimes that's the way it works. We were asking if this guy, the murderer, kills somebody, why is the Kohen Gadol dying? Saying so that's the way it goes sometimes. That's the rope sometimes. One guy sins and another guy is out there. Hashem's ways. Sometimes it happens. The guy who seems guilty is getting away with it. The guy who seems innocent is getting punished. That's the way it goes. No? Hasam Amir. There they said, there's another folk saying. Shechem Nasid. And I said, sure, they would say the following folk saying. Shechem got married. Umav guy Gazir. So Shechem, you know the story in the Torah of Shechem and Dina, right? Shechem stole Dina. Right, stole Yaakov Avinu's son, right? The Yaakov's daughter, the brother, sister, all the shvatim. What happened? Right, Shimon and Levi were about to kill out the whole place. They said, you know, we won't kill you out. Just do a bris mila, and then we won't. Officially, they said we won't kill him. So some guy's name was Mavgai, who's one of the people that lived in that city over there, right? That lived there. He had to cut himself, do a bris mila. It's not fair. This guy sinned. This guy messed up. And then another guy has to get punished. So yeah, that's the way it works. Sometimes one guy sins and another guy gets punished. We're saying that's the way it works, but we still don't understand why it's working like that. So we're saying that's the way it works sometimes. So Armeli was set. So really it's like a question. One guy sins and another guy gets punished? Like, how does it make sense? So again, the wife said the same answer. Armeli was Saman and Pirkei DeRabba. One, an old man from the Shir of Rebbe said, Shmieli, I heard, the answer to this question, why is the Kohen Gadol chayim? Shehayo lahem levakash rachma on their, they should have asked mercy on their generation. But like Bikshu, they didn't ask. They might bring this scary story here. He heard that he got to this person, the Achli Ari, Ari ate him up, he devoured him. Ari devoured a man. The Richuk plus the Parsa, made the Rishu. Three Parsa away from Rabbi Shua and Levi. three parsecs, each parsec is about 4 mil, so about 4 kilometers. So 12 kilometers away from where Yeshua ben Levi lived, a lion devoured a person. And you know who's considered accountable for this? For Yeshua ben Levi. Since in a 12-mile radius of him, some guy got eaten up by a lion, it was considered his fault if he didn't daven hard enough. You know what happened? He got punished. The light is study Elio by the Elio and Navi didn't speak to him for Tlasa Yanyi. I guess it used to be he used to learn with Elio and Navi every day. But since someone got killed, devoured within a radius of 12 kilometers where he lived, Elio said, "You're getting punished, I'm not learning with you for 3 days. Go do tshuva. You did something wrong." So you see this responsibility of the tzaddik in there, a big responsibility. It's not easy to just be a big tzaddik and be a kohen gadol. Yeshua Levi, since it wasn't in his town. 12 miles out of his town, 12 kilometers out of his town, right? So there are 3 parsa. Each parsa is 4 mil. Each mil is about a kilometer. So it's 4 times 3 is 12. So that 12 kilometers away from his where he lived, some guy got devoured by a lion, and Rav Shulam Levi was considered accountable. He had to do tshuva. I guess until he did tshuva, 3 days later, Eliyahu Navi didn't speak to him. That was his chavrusa. Imagine chavrusa Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi didn't show up 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. It's a very big punishment for him. Chavrusa Eliyahu Navi didn't show up for 3 days. Because he was held accountable for not davening on his generation. Also, we also have daven our generation. We're considered tzaddikim maybe. We also have to daven everybody. What's your what?
Why was he punished?
Who?
The guy with Shem. He said he was innocent.
In a way, it is. We say that's the way it works. Sometimes. If you're within the radius of people who do things wrong, you also get punished. Maybe you should have also down for Shana. Oh, he should have, I don't know, he should have been more careful because on his country, in his town, maybe. But basically, you see from here a very important thing that everybody's responsible for each other. So they think, oh, he's him and I'm me. So the guy got shot down the block, he's nothing to do with me. That's supposed to do with me. It's not supposed to do with
that. The rabbi has to choose his students.
The rabbi has to choose his students. Yeah, but also rabbi should choose his students also. But it's important that we daven on Am Yisrael also, we see. We're like the tzaddik, we also have to daven on Am Yisrael. So let's see over here a few Rashis. Let's see a few Rashis. But we're on the right side of the page, in the Rashi on the right side, still 3 lines from the bottom. And Rashi is going to continue on to the left side of the page. So don't place this over here. Let's see, Rashi, 3 lines at the bottom. Shehayelem levakash rachem al derech. They should have asked mercy to Kohen Gadol, held accountable. He should have done it for his generation. Hilkach, therefore. Lav kalas chinah, and he's not considered a curse for nothing. Right? We said the curse is for nothing. The answer is no, it's not for nothing. He did something wrong. He didn't doubt it on his generation. Good? Fine. We say, what's the folk saying? Hacha, I mean, where's Hacha? Over here in Bavel, I mean, now going on to the left side of the page, in Rashi. Hacha, Imrim, up top. Mashal Zeb, this is the analogy, al Adam, on a person, Shalaika, who gets hit, Bishfil, because of Sirchim, because of the bad actions, Shalachirim, of others, Tuvia Chata, Vizinga Mangi, Yishamahid, I mean, there was once a story in Gemara in Arve Psachim. Tobiya, person by the name of Tobiya, he sinned. Chata, Vizigud, and Zigud is a person, Asid, they set a testimony on him, Viachid, he alone. Shalaya HM, there was no second witness. Then Naginate Rapapa, Rapapa gave Lash of Zigud. Amar Lady said to him, Tobiya Chata, Zigud, Mangi? Umay all tell you, Masa, then it was always a mashal. The one guy sins, the other guy gets punished. Ha'ocha Amrinan, the Eretz Yisrael Amrin, Mashal. They say a different Mashal. Shechem Nasif, Shechem married Dina. Ma'av has to get a bris mila. Shechem ben Chamar. Now we know the story of the Torah of Shechem, the son of Chamar. Lakach as Dina, Basya. He took Dina as Bas Yaakov. Fa'ana Shalai, he benefited from it. Ush'ar ben Ahir, the rest of the city, Shalai Lai and Wilai, they didn't have any benefit from it. Atzman, Ma'os Shalai Nenu, Malu Atzman, when they started, they had to get a bris mila and have Tsar. So Mav Gai Shem Ish Bebnei is one of the people of the cities. He said yes. So you should have davened. You should have davened on your country or on everybody. They should have not got hit. Therefore, you held accountable. So therefore, the Kohen Gadol's mother had to bribe them not to daven for her son, or daven for her son to live, or not to daven, shouldn't die, in order to help her son stay alive. Baruch Hashem. Fine. We see like we got to daven for Am Yisrael. So tomorrow, Baruch Hashem, we're not going to continue. We'll continue this the 24th, Baruch Hashem, in this Gemara. And Be'ezat Hashem, now, tomorrow, we're going to try to do Mishnayos. Please bring your Mishnayos. Makos, if you have one, if you have a fancy Pirush you have. We're going to be doing inside Bar Tanur. Inside in Shir, the Mishnayos, or the Hebrew Bar Tanur. If you have Kahati, whatever you have, bring your Mishnayos.
Where are we starting from?